Happy Easter, everyone.
复活节快乐，每一位。
Easter is all about life.
复活就关于生命。
Life is ever becoming, ever looking forward to what lies ahead.
生命的一个特色就是一直演进，一直前行，一直思想摆在前面的是什么？
Ever hoping.
那么永远带着盼望。
Roman philosopher Cicero famously stated.
那么罗马的哲学家西塞路的名言是这样。
Where there's life, there's hope.
什么时候、什么地方有生命，就该有盼望。
Thus, Dostoevsky emphatically said, "To live without hope is to cease to live."
那么另外文学家也说，当我们活着不带着盼望的时候，其实就等于不再活着。
According to the Hope Research Center at the University of Oklahoma,
在奥克拉荷马大学有一个盼望研究中心，他们的研究结果是这样。
The hope is the most reliable predictor of overall well-being over a lifespan.
在一个人生命当中的这个健康的程度，最重要的一个预测值就是看我们是存着盼望而活。
What exactly is hope?
那么这也再一次的提醒我们。
What exactly is hope?
但是什么是盼望呢？
It is the belief that the future will be better than the present.
那就是相信说将来会比现在好。
And you have the power to make it so.
而且我们有这样子的能力使得将来比现在好。
To place oneself in the future which is yet to exist.
我们可以想象那个还不存在的这个将来。
Is a unique ability of man.
那是我们作为人的一个特殊的一个能力。
We are defined by our future. We are defined by our hope.
我们就被我们的将来所定义，我们被我们的希望所定义我们的人生。
It is a driving force behind our progress.
那我们所以能够进步，这是盼望是我们的原动力。
And it energizes us to pursue our aspirations.
那么让我们心里面所渴望的事情给我们动力，能够来争取它。
When we have hope,
当我们有希望，
it fills us our present moment with joy and purpose.
那么当我们有希望的时候，我们现在就活在喜乐跟有目的有意义的人生里。
And this is why a poor student with an uncertain future except hope can be so happy.
那么这就是Sorry, I didn't get it.
这是为什么一个穷学生有一个完全不明白的将来可以这样子的高兴。
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you.
I've
been there before, I know.
Now, I must remind myself.
Okay. Yeah.
While a convict...Serving a life sentence provided with food, clothing, and shelter can be so miserable.
所以这就是一个人他被判了无期徒刑，而且没有任何假释的可能。虽然他有东西吃，虽然他有衣服穿，虽然他有住的地方，可是他却非常非常的难受。
For privation of hope is the ultimate punishment for his crime.
那么所以把他所有的一切希望都拿走，是对于他所犯的罪的一个最终的一个处罚。
In Dante's Divine Comedy,
在但丁的神曲这一部剧作里面，
He famously depicted the entrance to hell with an inscription.
他提到说在地狱的入口有这样子的字眼，
Abandon all hope, ye who entered here.
他说当你进到这个地方的时候要放下你一切的希望。
In other words, hell is a place without hope.
意思就是说地狱是一个完全没有盼望的黑暗所在。
But what about here? What about on earth?
但是我们在地上又如何呢？
What can we hope for?
在地上我们可以盼望什么呢？
American poet, Ralph Waldo Emerson said,
那么艾默生美国的诗人曾经这样讲，
Life is a journey, not a destination.
我们的人生其实是一个旅途，并不在乎我们的终点在哪。
Meaning life is all about living itself, not about reaching any destination.
他的意思就是说，我们的生命的本身的价值就在于过着我们这一生，到哪去好像不是重要的事。
Perhaps he knew, as Hemingway did, that every man's life ends the same way.
也许这就像海明威这样悲观地说，每个人的人生不管如何，最后的结局都是一样的。
The last thing anyone does is the last thing he wants to do.
一个人所做的最后一样事，其实就是他一生当中最不想做的事，却又不得不面对。
The destination was not something he wanted to think about.
这个死亡并不是他所想要想的事。
But we all live in its shadows.
但是我们所有的人都活在死亡的阴影底下。
If life is a journey,
所以是的，我们的生命像是一个旅途。
What kind of journey is it?
但是是什么样的旅途呢？
First of all, it's a journey of a one-way trip.
首先，这样的一个旅途是一个去而不返的路。
From the eyes of the old man,
对一个老人来讲，
life is a process of diminishing hope.
我们的一生就是越过我们的希望越少。
This fundamental characteristics of life is tied to the nature of time.
那么这样子的一个我们对于人生的这一个理解是跟时间的本质有关。
It's dictated by the second law of thermodynamics.
这是by热力学第二定律所决定的。
Now for instance, when I was a young boy,
那么比方说当我还是个年轻小孩的时候，
I eagerly look forward to the Chinese New Year festivities.
我总是热切盼望中国年能够快快来到。
With its rich traditions,
那么在中国年有非常好的传统。
I would get new clothes.
我会穿新衣。
Get red envelopes with money in it.
我会得到一个大大的红包。
And a great variety of sweets.
然后有很多好吃的糖果。
More importantly,Adults in the household were happy and kind.
那么特别是说那个时候在家里的成年人都非常的快乐而且特别仁慈。
For they believe that the gods, especially the kitchen god,
因为他们相信特别在家里面的灶神
would take notice and report to the Jade Emperor.
那么他们要跟玉皇大帝来打每一个家的小报告。
And that isThis is a harmonious family worthy of blessings.
所以他就会说，这是一个和谐的家庭，值得您老特别的祝福。
To the young, life was full of possibilities.
那么当我们还年轻的时候，我们的人生充满了各式各样的可能性。
With every experience feeling new.
那么每一个经验都是新鲜有趣的经验。
With every hope realizable.
那么每一个我们的期望好像都是垂手可及的。
However, as they grow older,
可是当我们年纪渐长，
they inevitably discover nothing is new under the sun.
我们终于发现，像传道书的作者所说，日光之下无新事。
New Year's resolution is an expression of the youthful hope.
那么我们只有年轻的人才特别做新年励志。
According to the survey of Statista in 2021,
在2021年有一个这样子的调查，
people over 55 are over 3 times less likely to make New Year's resolutions.
超过55岁的人有3倍以上的可能性不再做任何的新年励志。
Comparing with their younger,
跟这个年轻的世代来比的话，
life.It's a way at hope.
所以我们的生命的本身消耗到我们的盼望。
I remember in ancient days that I had hoped to enter a good school, good high school.
我记得当我年轻的时候，我希望能够进到一个好的高中。
Which I did.
那么我进了一个好的高中。
But what was the big deal? But what was the big deal?
但是那有什么了不得呢？进了高中又怎么样呢？
My education had just barely begun.
但是我的受教育才刚刚开始。
Then I hoped to enter a good college.
然后我就希望能够进一个好的大学。
Then a graduate school.
然后进到一个好的研究所。
Get married.
然后结婚。
Get a job.
然后得到一个好的。
Have some kids.
那么有孩子。
Sort of in that order.
那么照这个顺序来。
Well, fulfilled hope can bring momentary joy and satisfaction.
那么当我们一个愿望达成了，可以得到暂时的快乐跟满足。
But it also marks the end of that hope.
但是一个愿望达成的时候，也代表这个愿望就不再存在了。
We cannot hope for something we had, it has already been.
我们不能为着已经成就的事情再希望一些什么。
But only for that is yet to come.
总是为着还没有达成的，我们才能希望。
Besides whatever, we had hoped for.
不光光我们是希望有一些事情我们要。
Once obtained.
那么。
Once obtained.
可是我们一旦得到我们所希望的。
Often was not fulfilling.As we had anticipated.
但是得到了之后却觉得又不怎么样，跟我们所想象的不同。
Things never seem what they promised to be.
那么我们好像不晓得前面的道路到底要怎么样。
George Bernard Shaw once said that there are two tragedies in life.
肖伯纳曾经说人生有两大悲剧。
One is to lose your heart's desire.
那么头一个悲剧是我们失去了我们心里面所渴慕要的。
The other one is to gain it.
那么第二个悲剧就是得到了它却觉得不过
如此。In 1975, 24 years old, Christina Onassis.
在1975年希腊船王欧纳西斯的女儿，她那个时候
inherited from her father $25 billion.
24岁的女孩子从她的父亲继承了$25 billion的遗产。
He had great wealth.
她有很多的财富。
Fame.
名誉。
Beauty.
那么美貌。
Health.
然后也健康。
And talent.
然后她也很有天分。
And she was the envy of millions.
那么她是许多人所羡慕的对象。
Yet a life of luxury and privileges was not a big, was a big disappointment for her.
但是他过着这个奢华而且是非常非常丰富的生活，对他来讲却是造成很多的失望。
Christina killed herself in 1988. She was only 37.
在1988年37岁的时候，这个船王的女儿她自杀了。
The tragedy of man is part of the hopelessness of the whole creation.
那么我们人的这个悲剧，也就是说整个的世界也是活在虚空当中。
Romans 8:22 said that the whole creation is groaning in pain, waits for their redemption.
罗马书8:28告诉我们说，受造之物叹息劳苦，伏在虚空之下，切望等候得赎的日子来到。
What is the fate of this whole creation?
那么到底这整个的受造界他们的命运是什么呢？
The latest model which takes into account of this mysterious dark energy is called the Big Rip.
那么在这个有一个最新的物理学研究告诉我们说，在宇宙当中有一个黑暗的物质，黑暗的能量，那么最后所产生的一个结果就是很大的 RIP。
Ripping apart.
就是完全被拆散。
It appears that the universe will expand faster and faster.
我们都知道宇宙在膨胀，可是我们发现宇宙膨胀的速度是越来越快。
Eventually, even the mighty black holes will evaporate and disappear into nothingness.
甚至到最后，密度最高的黑洞也会完完全全的蒸发掉。
together with the information that's contained in it.
那么所以在完全蒸发掉之后，中间其中所有的资讯都烟消云散。
The universe will disappear without a trace.
宇宙完完全的消失，了无痕迹。
As if it had never existed.
好像从来没有存在过。
Only a shadow of profound darkness and hopelessness remain.
只剩下了虚空以及黑暗。
Bertrand Russell wrote,
那么罗素曾经讲过这样子的话，
Man is the product of causes which had no prevision the end they were achieving.
那么人他是一个存在呢，是他从来不晓得原因的一种存在。
That his origin, his growth, his hopes and fears, his love and his beliefs are but the outcoming of an accidental collocation of atoms.
他的起源，他的成长，他的希望，他的恐惧，爱和信仰，只不过是原子偶然间结合的结果。
That no fire, no heroism, no intensity of thought and feeling can preserve a man.
好吧，没有关系，反正我有 notes。没有火焰，没有火焰，没有主英雄主义思想和情感的强烈程度，能够使一个人的生命在坟墓之外延续。
He goes ahead of me.
Okay.
Can preserve an individual beyond their grave.
能够使得人的生命超过坟墓。
But you just said that.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, let's not. Yeah. That the whole temple of man's achievement must inevitably buried beneath the debris.Of a universe in ruins.
整个人类成就的庙堂，最后会被宇宙的这个残余里面所这个埋葬。
I love Russell.
失去了所有的希望。
Nietzsche once remarked, "Hope is the worst of all evils because it prolongs the torment of man."
尼采这样悲观地说，所有人类的这个罪恶当中最坏的就是希望，因为希望延长了我们人的这一个没有必要的这一个希望
折磨。 If hopelessness is terrible, hope seems even worse.
所以照尼采这样的想法，没有希望是很可怕，但是有希望，一个虚假的希望更糟糕。
C.S. Lewis said, "If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world."
C.S. Lewis 曾经讲过这样一句话，他说：“如果我们发现，在我们心中有一个渴望，是世界上没有任何的事情能够满足的话，最可能的解释就是我们是被着另外一个世界所被造，不是只是为着今生。”
He was right.
他说的一点都不错。
We are meant for a different world.
因为我们被造是为着，不是为着今生而已。
And our hope is a different sort of hope.
那么，所以我们的希望是一个不一样的盼望。
That transcends time and space of this fallen world.
那就是超越这个堕落的世界的时空。
Then it happened.
那么，然后就发生了。
Hope came in the form of the word that became flesh.
这样子的希望怎么来呢？就是道成了肉身。
Fulfills Old Testament's prophecies that people who sat in the darkness have seen a great light, and those who live in the land where death casts a shadow, a light has shined.
就是应验了旧约圣经的预言说，那在黑暗里面的百姓看见了大光，那在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
Shadows are no more.
那么不再有阴影。
2,000 years ago, there came a voice in the wilderness of Judah.
在2000年之前，犹大的旷野有这样的一个呼声说，
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
天国近了，你们要悔改。
The shadow of hopelessness is being cast away.
所以这个虚空的这个无望现在被驱散了。
Everything is different now.
现在每一样事情都不一样了。
Let me tell you a story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
In the winter of 1963, I took a Greyhound bus from Ithaca to Detroit to see my then girlfriend.
在1973年的时候，我从以色加小城坐这个灰狗的车子到底特律去看我那时候的女朋友。
The bus went through Canada.
那么这个灰狗的这个 bus 你要经过加拿大。
Upon the re-entry,
要离开美国的国境，当我要再进美国的时候
，the border immigration officer found that I had only a single entry visa.
那么他会看到说我进美国的这个签证有了问题。
He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Students, like, don't you know that this is single entry? Why are you coming? Why did you go out?"
他告诉我说：“你知道不知道，进美国的签证你只能进来一次，你现在出去了，怎么能够再进来呢
？”I didn't know that. And the guy who looked at my passport let me out. So what can I do?
那么，所以这个人看了我这个护照之后呢，要不让我进来，那我怎么办呢
？So he was angry. He tore out my visa and reissued a student visa to me.
所以他把我的这个签证给撕掉，又给我了一个学生签证。
It was a multiple entry visa. and I further noticed.
然后我又注意另外一样事情。
I think I'm probably the only person in this world who entered into the United States by bus.
那么我也发现说，可能我是唯一一个进美国边境的人是靠着坐公交车进来的。
So I always worry if this is now my new visa. So I always worry if they look and ask me, "How come you come by bus? What should I say?"
那么如果他问我说你为什么坐这个公共汽车就坐个 bus 进来，我不晓得怎么回答他。
Now 3 years later, in 1967,
在1967年三年之后
，the immigration office in Buffalo reminded me that I should wind up my study and prepare to go back to Taiwan.
那么在布法罗的这个移民局告诉我说，我要赶快把我的学业完成，然后回台湾去。
So I showed this letter to my professor, and hoping he would approve my thesis without delay.
所以我就赶快把我的信给我的这个指导教授，告诉我说，你得赶快让我毕业了。
But my professor was angered by the immigration office's action.
但是我的指导教授对于移民局的做法非常的生气。
So he wrote back and rebuked them.For their ignorance of higher education.
那么，所以他就写信给这个移民局，告诉他们说，你们的做法是对于美国高等教育的一个侮辱。
But the immigration office was not amused.
但是这个移民局收到这封信并不高兴。
Was replying with a terse letter saying deportation in 90 days.
那么回信非常的严厉，说90天之内，这个人再不完成学位，要驱逐出境。
Now this was a catastrophe.
那么这就变成一个大大的一个悲剧。
So the physics department came to my rescue.
所以我的物理系就来拯救我。
They vouched for me that I was not a delinquent student.
那么他特别宣告说我并不是一个不合格的学生。
Trying to overstay my study.
那么并不是说他故意念书念得不好所以才留这么久。
And besides a PhD student in experimental physics, typically it takes 5 to 6 years to finish.
而且大多数的博士生都是要5年6年之后才能完成不是4年。
Therefore, I should be allowed to continue my study.
所以他应该继续的准许他把他博士学位读完。
Furthermore,
另外一方面
Cornell appliedcitizenship for me.
那么康奈尔大学为我申请美国的这个公民。
On account of my special merits.
那特别就是说因着我的这个研究的成果特别好。
My professors testified that I am a unique talent.
那么我的这个指导教授告诉我说我是一个百年一见的天才。
cannot continue. Examples of which are Einstein, Picasso's, and John.
像是爱因斯坦，像是巴斯克，然后现在有一个约翰。
No. Yeah. The immigration office agreed.
那么这个移民局竟然同意了。
And I was given a new identity.
所以我就得到了一个新的身份。
Not only was I not guilty.
那么不单单我没有因着留得太久而以至于犯罪。
I was reconciled with the government.
那么我跟美国的移民局现在和好了。
Now I could live freely and work freely in this nation as I wish.
现在我在这个国家里面可以在任何一个地方工作，只要我喜欢。
No more shadows of deportation.
那么不再有这个被驱逐之境的阴影。
2 years later, I would become a citizen.Naturalized citizen.
两年之后，我就成为美国的公民。
In Romans 4:25, we've read, He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
所以罗马书四章二十五节说，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为我们称义。
Christ's substitutional death pays the price of our sins.
耶稣在十字架上的替代的死亡，能够为我们偿付了罪债。
We are no longer guilty.
我们也不再是有罪的。
In the eyes of God.
在神的眼中，我们不再有罪。
And Jesus' resurrection from the dead justifies what we do, what we are before Him.
那么，耶稣基督从死亡里面复活，使我们在神面前被称为义。
2 Corinthians 5:17.We all remember that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
在哥林多后书五章十七节告诉我们说，若有人在基督里，他就是新的创造。
The old has passed away; behold, the new has come.
旧事已过，看哪，一切都变成新的了。
The fundamental reason that we don't have a real hope is that we are.Alienated with God.
那么我们所以缺乏盼望的原因，就是我们与神隔绝了。
That we are excluded from God's covenant of His promise.
我们就与神的那个与人的所立的这个约没有份。
We are outside of His kingdom.
我们在神的天国、神国之外。
The hallmark of the new creation is the new hope.
所以这个新生命的一个特征就是新的盼望。
We read in 1 Peter 1:3, Praise be to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
所以彼得前书一章三节说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
We are born into this new hope, living hope.
我们因着重生进到这个活泼的盼望。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
是借着耶稣基督从死里复活。
This living hope is nothing like what we have knew before.
那么这样的一个活泼的盼望是我们以前所不知道的。
It will not fade, it will not die.
它永远不会衰残，它也永远不会过去。
Furthermore, it is like the hope of the dawning of a new day to a night watchman.
那么就如同是守夜的人等候天明。
The longer the night lasts, the more certain he knows that the morning is arriving.
越夜深越越长的时候，他就越确定黎明一定会来到。
The Easter morning some 2,000 years ago was the watershed event of hope and desperation.
那么在2000年之前的这一个复活节的早上，是人类的这个希望跟命运的一个分水岭。分水岭。
The resurrection of Christ signifies an era of new hope has begun.
那么耶稣基督的复活告诉我们说，这个新的希望已经开始了。
The hope in the New Testament comes from the Greek word elpis.
那么这个希望这个字呢，在新约圣经叫做 elpis。
It often means to expect.
这个字原来的意思就是期待。
And expectation is a sure hope.
那么所以当我们有期待，那表示说我们的希望是确定的。
Not a wishful thinking.
那不是只是一个自己的一厢情愿。
When I remember when I first studied English.
那么当我刚开始学英文的时候
，The teacher reminded me, "Don't say expecting."
那么我的老师特别提醒我说，不要随便说期待。
Because expecting meaning you are going to have a child. Certainly going to have a child. Don't say you are expecting. Remember, so I remember. No expecting.
所以他就说不要随便用期待这个字，因为期待就代表确定。
Expect means something is going to happen.
所以当你期待什么，就是那个事情一定发生。
That's the word they use in New Testament, elpis.
可是在新约圣经的这个希望，它的意思就是期待。
As we discussed earlier,Without God, nature does not provide any reason for hope.
所以我们刚刚已经讲过，如果没有神的话，这个自然界不给我们任何有希望的理由。
Whatever hope we have in this world is very limited in scope.
那么我们在世界上所有任何的期待都是何等的微小啊！
Whenever we look far into the future, we see a grave from whence no one has ever returned.
当我们真的看得够远的时候，我们就发现那是一个人去而不晚的坟墓。
Except on that Easter morning.
但是除了是在那一个复活节的早晨。
Christ was risen from the grave, and the grave is no longer a hole in the ground, but a door in heaven.
那么耶稣从坟墓里面，从死亡当中复活，所以这个坟墓不再只是地上的一个洞，而是进入天堂的门户。
Everything is new now.
每一样事情都变成新的了。
Second Peter 3:13 says, "In keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteous dwells."
所以在彼得后书3:13说，我们怀着盼望，盼望这个主要成就他的应许，新天新地来临，有义居在其中。
The righteous are the ones.Who are justified in Christ by His resurrection?
那人如何成为义呢？就是借着耶稣基督的复活被称为义。
Since Christ is sinless,
因为耶稣是无罪的。
And since wage of sin is death,
而罪的工价乃是死。
So death cannot hold the sinless Christ.
所以这个死亡不能够拘禁无罪的耶稣。
So.We who are in Christ are thus justified in Him in the eyes of God.
所以我们在基督里面的人，我们在神的眼中已经被称为义了。
We do not lose hope.
所以我们不失去希望。
Though our outer selves were wasting away,
那么所以我们不善胆，我们的外体虽然毁坏，
our inner self is being renewed day by day.
我们里面的人却一天一天的更新。
And our hope, instead of fading away in time,
所以我们的希望不会因着时间的持续而慢慢的消失。
Grows ever brighter.
那么我们越过，我们的希望能够越明亮。
A hope that is guaranteed by the promise of God.
我们所有这样的希望，那因为是神的应许。
And no one who trusts in Him.Will be disappointed.
所以每一个相信神的人就不会失望。
What is this hope?
那这个希望是什么呢？
It is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
那就是说，基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Man has always lived under the shadow of death.
我们人都是活在死亡的阴影底下。
But the shadow is not.A thing.
但是这个阴影并不是一个事情。
It's not a real thing.
那不是一个真实的。
Only life, only light is real.
那么只有生命才是真实的。
Only light is real.
那么只有活着是真实的。
In Christ, we have a certain hope of His resurrection.
那么在耶稣基督的里面，我们有一个确定的盼望，就是复活的盼望。
We have always thought we're hoping for what?
那我们总是在想说，我们是希望一些什么
？Such as a new job.
我们有一个新工作。
A new friendship.
那么有一个新的友谊。
Perhaps a new cure.
那么或者是说一个新的这个治疗的方法。
But our hope is really in a who.
但是我们相信的不是什么事物，而是相信谁。
Not a what.
而不是相信什么。
If life is a journey,
如果人生是一个旅途，
then Christ is the destiny of that journey.
那么我们人生旅途的终点就是引到基督那里。
This is a journey in light.
这就是我们人生的旅途。
No longer a journey in the shadow.
不再是阴影底下，死亡阴影底下的人生旅途。
Do you know that 1 Corinthians 2:9 has a wonderful promise?
你知道在哥林多前书第二章第九节有一个了不得的一个应许。
That the things God has prepared for those who loved Him,
神为爱他的人所预备的。
For what no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and no human heart.Has conceived.
是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
In short, it is a hope we have never hoped for.
那么简而言之，这就是一个盼望，是我们没有信主之前永远想象不到的盼望。
And we could ever hope for.
那是我们永远没有办法想象到的。
Now, if you find this incredible,
如果你觉得这个是让人惊讶
，Just remember，
请记得
，Jesus Christ is resurrected，
请记得耶稣是复活的主。
Praise be to God，
我们一切的赞美都归给神。
Yeah， thank you， want to do that in prayer？
I'm sorry， 你祷告好，你祷告好。Yeah， let's pray， 我们祷告。
Let us pray。Father， for such a morning。We come to you in hope and in thanksgiving.
亲爱的天父，在这样一个早上，我们来到你面前，是带着盼望，也带着感恩。
Indeed, Christ in us is the hope of glory.
是的，基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Help us to know what the true hope is.
帮助我们了解真正的盼望是什么。
Not in things, but in who, in you.
不是在任何的事情上，而是在你的里面，我们才有盼望。
For in you dwells all the richness of God.
因为在基督里面是藏着神所有一切的丰富。
Bless us, your children, O God. Have mercy upon us.
亲爱的主，求你祝福你所有的子民，给我们怜悯。
Let your light of salvation shine bright in our hearts.
那么以至于你这个救恩能够在我们的照亮我们的生命。
Our life may become a blessing to many who are around us.
使我们的生命成为我们周围人的祝福。
So that you may be glorified.
所以你的名被得到称赞。
In this morning,
在今天早上
we come to say hallelujah.
我们来到你面前说哈利路亚。
A great God who loved us so much, taste the death for us so that we don't have to taste it again.
是有这样一位伟大的神，他为着我们尝了死味，使得我们不需要经历死亡。
For we seem to taste death every day until now, death is no more.
那么我们今天天天尝这个救恩的滋味，感谢你。
May the name of Lord Jesus Christ be blessed.
愿基督的名得到称。
Pray in His holy name, Amen.
靠耶稣的神圣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Thank you. So, again, so very much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.